Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great first weekend of June. We're past the big Memorial Day holiday into the first of three summer months.
In the sixth month of the year already.
I know. Yeah, it's. Mm-hmm. We talk about that off mic, you know, all the time.
The birthdays seem to come sooner.
Yeah, they really do. Absolutely. Got a lot to talk about. Yeah. We're going to be doing some catching up on some news items that continues to be very fluid.
Right.
Talk about your experience at the NRA convention.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to look ahead at fishing and hunting opportunities, preparation.
Right.
For hunting season that will be opening September 1st.
Right.
We'll tell you how many weeks we've started our countdown. How many weeks away we are.
We need a clock, you know.
Oh, yeah,
hunting
absolutely.
Season countdown.
It rolls, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And just a bit of explanation as to, for our loyal listeners.
Yes, indeed.
As to why last week's show was a repeat of the prior week's show with Bill Kenny.
Right.
Quite honestly, it was out of respect and not wanting to pile on, if you will.
Correct.
And add more... unknowing, really, information or speculation as to the tragedy that occurred in Uvalde.
Which is still unfolding.
It's absolutely it is. And quite honestly, Harold, I think our decision and certainly our affiliates appreciated the fact that we're going to take a pause and not do that and talk something positive as the show with Bill Kenny and kids' scholarships and
correct
taking them fishing,
right.
You know, folks going out fishing. So that was a reason for it. You went to the NRA show that was in Houston over Memorial Day weekend,
right.
And you have some thoughts on that event.
Well, Yeah, the politicizing of this thing, and me having been in broadcasting all of my life, and in newsrooms, and on and on and on. So I'm coming from 60 years of experience. I'm so fed up with the misinformation, which also continues our frustration to make other things happen because we're all mad. The NR thing was very well attended. I haven't gotten total figures yet. I went on Friday. Saturday was the big day, but. On the NRA side of the street, I mean, everybody was, you know, well-mannered, doing the thing, enjoying the show. There's a lot of great people there. Industry, a big turnout. It was a huge show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very interesting show because you could buy stuff there. Couldn't buy firearms, of course, but still you could buy things, ammo and knives and leather goods and stuff. But how the press handled it, because, again, like, say, me being there, everybody with the NRA were very respectful. The protesters were actually a block down and across the street, but the press said, you know, over 4,000. And I saw an aerial of it, and I estimated about 400. What a real count was, I don't know. They weren't going through a turnstile. On Saturday, which was the biggest day of the NRA, the press said that the protesters were under 200. Okay. Someone else that was there that I knew said, well, maybe, you know, I thought 150, but 200 is okay. But it still was mannerly pretty much on both sides.
One thing that surprised me was after the Uvalde shooting,
mm-hmm.
The anti-gun group said, we will be at the convention and we will be protesting because of.
Yeah.
And I went, liar, you were going to be there to protest regardless,
correct,
you know, what took place. You know, and then, of course, Brandon, or Biden.
Shame on you. Okay.
You know, his comments, he will tell a bald-faced lie.
Right.
And continue to repeat it, and he will challenge anyone that challenges him.
Yeah, well, the politicizing of this thing, that's therein lies the problem and the misinformation. Okay, our friends at CNN, you know, how dare a gun rights organization not allow you to carry in their convention? Well, I'm sorry, you could. You could, okay, and a lot of people did.
Right.
You could carry in the George R. Brown Convention Hall, but because the Secret Service was in charge of security in the conference hall where Trump was going to be.
Right.
You could not carry. You could not carry a firearm. You could not carry a knife. You could not carry a bag, etc. So then the press comes back and goes, well, in Trump's thing, it wasn't full. Well, yeah, because you're on the floor. If you got a carry piece, you got no place to lock it up in the Brown.
Right.
There's bags everywhere they're giving you. There's swag and goodies and trinkets and stuff, and people are buying knives and people are buying them. So they couldn't take their bags into the conference. There was no place to store their bags. So a lot of people that would have probably gone in didn't because they couldn't. But that wasn't the NRA's decision. It was the Secret Service, rightfully.
You know, there is a business and personal side
mm-hmm.
to the decisions when things
absolutely.
Events. And we've talked about it privately and said we were concerned that it was falling on a holiday weekend.
Right.
We're in the entertainment business.
Correct.
The NRA has their policies and support,
mm-hmm.
but the convention is a gathering. It's a fun event.
Right.
And, you know, my concern was that it was not going to be well attended and the press was going to play it negatively
mm-hmm.
regardless, because the last time it was in Houston, record setting.
Correct.
All right. So with that being said, you know, there were other distractions that they wanted to focus on, as opposed to the actual numbers.
Correct. And the whole politicizing of this thing, and like I say, again, it goes on, and they're talking about stuff like National Public Radio. They're comparing the Uvalde thing to Columbine and, oh, what we've got to do, you know, to get firearms out of everybody's hands, except Columbine happened during the 5 years of the assault weapons ban.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, that doesn't work. And we can go on and on and on. Obviously, everybody out there probably knows what our side would be on things like this. But
yeah.
I don't want to beat it to death because it's so sad. We need to – there's things that need to be corrected. But now the new catchphrases coming out of Biden's mouth now is that we, the civilians of the United States of America, should not own weapons of war. And now that's where they're putting the ARs, the AKs, and now the 9mm.
Yeah, I saw that.
All 9mm, the pistols, the ammo, the whole thing, because weapons of war. Get
right.
That might be the phone. Is that Biden?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyhow, it's just what they're doing. That's just what's just such a shame. I mean, we need to get logical and we can go on and on.
I'm not sure the left knows how to spell the word logical.
Then we'll be more depressed, though. We don't want to be depressed. Just our hearts go out to the families. And again, the media, having been in it, I'm so mad every time somebody sticks a microphone in front of someone who has lost a loved one and goes, "How do you feel? How do you think they feel? Leave them alone. Let them heal.
Or a youngster that was in the classroom.
Let them heal. Yeah. Yes, yes.
There was Buffalo. Mm-hmm. There was Uvalde.
Santa Fe.
And now there is Tulsa.
Yep.
You know, the shooter at Buffalo was apprehended. Mm-hmm. The shooter in Uvalde was taken out by a Border Patrol.
Right.
And in Tulsa, the shooter committed suicide.
Yeah.
What was not spoken or referenced by the media to any degree was the lady who had a weapon and shot and killed a burglar, you know, an intruder. The shootings that take place daily in Chicago, which has some of the most stringent, you know, we can go on and
well,
on
that's
with
what we can.
But just felt like we needed to address to some degree. Because we're being lied to, and it's not
correct.
Being covered properly.
And also, you even more than me, but we have friends in Uvalde. We have business associates and stuff. You're down there a lot, and so on.
Sure.
It's just such a shame, and hopefully we'll come out better. But we got to be real careful.
We are our first line of defense individually.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report.
We're going to cheer things up.
We are.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about the outdoors all through Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays or the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made, and they carry top brands that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Harold, you've had an experience with them. I have,
indeed,
too, and I'm working on another project, and the neat thing about it is different firearms and different calibers can accommodate different size night vision. I don't know if you know.
Right, right.
I'm working on a Henry lever action in 45-70. And, working with Clifford Cheadle about
matching. You finally getting smart, Dan. You're getting one of my favorite calibers.
A 45-70? Well, I've got some others, but it was kind of a progression, you know.
Sure, sure.
That you go through. And it's going to be interesting to see how what kind of pig thumpers those are.
Oh, they are, believe me.
And you had some service after the sale on getting
signed
in.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Yeah, because it got help, because it's a whole new ball game. And again, we were doing it for a story. So they were very accommodating to help me sight the thing in and get me used to it, because it all came down kind of quick. Hello?
Goodness gracious.
Is that Bob? Anyway, that was really a really big help because it's what I had was this wonderful Steiner, and it's pretty complex, you know.
Right.
I mean, you can record through it, you can Bluetooth to it, and get all the pictures of the action going on, and you know you can change reticle colors, and I mean on and on and on and on and on. And so it's obviously a learning process. So they at least helped me enough where I could get this one hunt in for the story that we needed. But it opened up a whole new world, and what you see through those things is just incredible.
Well, go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com. Check out their lineup. But don't take that as their entire inventory.
Oh, of course not.
Because things are
changing
moving
daily.
Daily,
yeah.
Absolutely. Right. And then give them a call at 832-827-4574. What's our best bets look like?
Well, let us take a peeketh. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are a trio of good days. Thursday and Friday slip back to fair. Next Saturday is our best day of the week, though. Sunday's another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. On Monday and Tuesday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day, with game actively feeding from well before sunrise until mid-morning. Times continue to adjust on Wednesday and Thursday, with game feeding from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. By Friday, next Saturday, and Sunday, this most active period will occur from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. On Tuesday, June the 7th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday has a double tide schedule of two highs and two lows. Wednesday, a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Thursday through next Saturday, there will be a double tide schedule each day. Next Sunday has a single tide schedule. While going to the coast, and I called you about this the other day, I had my first time to dine Pier 6 down at San Leon on Galveston Bay. Fabulous. So people are going down that way. Check the Pier 6 restaurant out. It really is great. Beautiful place, great view.
Outstanding. Yeah. All right. On the coast, going to make it short and sweet. June is is credited as the best month to catch speckled trout.
Ah.
We've got a full moon coming up, I believe, in the notes. It says it's the 13th of this month. We'll confirm that in the next segment. Offshore season for red snapper in federal waters has opened. It opened June 1st. Couple of things. Wear your PFD. Wear your kill switch.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a satellite phone, get a satellite phone.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're running offshore, and then hang on to it when you go hunt because there's remote areas. Basically, if you can see sky, you can connect. All right.
That's great.
It really is. Inshore fishing, you've got your deep water bays in southwest Louisiana and the upper coast. Look for slicks. Mid-coast area, you've got grass beds, shallow, and then fish will retreat to deeper water, and just a wide variety on the lower coast with everything from snook, mangrove snapper, to Texas Big Three. I mean, it is a great time to be on the coast. Plus, it's cooler by about 10 degrees
Okay. Wherever
you live, San Antonio, Austin, you know, that cooling breeze coming across the Gulf, it'll cool you down.
There you go.
All right. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas. Let's go to Lake Conroe. Catfish are ready to spawn in 5 to 25 feet of water, looking for nests in tires, rocks, brush, timber. They will be concentrated together until around mid-July. So biting catfish, bubblegum, shad, shrimp, minnows under a cork, it's all good stuff. Black bass are good dead-sticking weightless sinkos close to brush or with creature baits, Texas rigged in 6 to 17 feet of water. Hybrid stripers are in small schools in 16 to 25 feet of water with some early morning topwater action. Fork. Bass are good on points early in the morning with topwaters and shad-colored squarebills in 3 to 5 feet of water. This bite ends quickly, so transition offshore to a mid-range depth of 10 to 12 feet of water on points and humps using Carolina rigs with the 10-inch blue fleck worm and flukes. Midday into the afternoon, continue with Carolina rigs in 18 to 25 feet of water on drop-offs or deep humps. Crankbaits in shad patterns are best in chartreuse and blue back and will work over deep water points in 18 to 23 feet. The crappie bite on Lake Fork is heating up like the temperature has this past week. Fish are stacking up big time on laydowns and brush now in 10 to 20 feet of water. Also, some bigger fish are loading up in timber and 18 to 28 feet. Livingston. Bass are good early in the morning on top waters, then pushing out to grass ledges with crankbaits and swim baits. Catfish are good off docks and the bank with cut bait. Sam Rayburn. Summertime patterns are in full swing. Rain has the water in the creeks off-colored, but the fish are still biting. Bass are shallow on topwater frogs in the morning, moving to 15 to 18 feet off drops and ledges using Carolina rigs later in the day. Toledo Bend. The back feeder creeks and main lakes are clear with no rain this week. Bass are in their summer transition, going to river bends and points. Early in the morning, as the sun comes up, use topwater baits, popars, buzz baits, spooks, switching to 8 to 10-inch ribbon tail worms and crankbaits mid-morning as the fish transition deeper in 12 to 20 feet. Crappie are in full transition back to their summer pattern to the brush piles, so it's back to the crappie jigs and live minnows. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good in 4 to 10 feet using big ribbon tail worms, crankbaits, finesse jigs, and spinnerbaits. Crappie are good in 12 to 19 feet suspended around brush piles and standing timber with minnows. Palestine. Bass are good with big eye spinnerbaits and white and chartreuse with a gold blade along shallow edges and grass. Cinco's, deep diving crankbaits, and Carolina rigs in watermelon red are brush hog. Crappie are good in the river channel north of the villages in standing timber in 16 to 20 feet of water or on brush piles with jigs and minnows. Tawakoni, crappie have been steady on minnows on bridge pilings and brush piles in 12 to 18 feet. Largemouth bass are good on shallow docks and retaining walls using shallow water crankbaits and spinnerbaits. Back of large coves have been a great place to go to throw a white frog in or around vegetation. Texoma. Striped bass are excellent with larger fish on points and ledges, and the smaller catches are coming from shallow flats in 6 to 10 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio Way, where, quite honestly, lakes all across Texas, there's some commonality to the fishing this time of year. Fish are going to be in shallow water and cooler temperatures, and they will slip off to deeper temperatures once the sun comes up. Amistad catfish have been excellent in 6 to 10 feet of water. White bass and stripers have been good below 30 feet following shad balls. Choke Canyon, bass are very good in shallow around hydrilla and 7 feet of water. Falcon, catfish, and gar are good on the backs of creeks using tilapia and cut carp. Texana, bass are good with an early topwater bite. Allen Henry, crappie are good in timber in 18 to 35 feet. Coleman, bass are good on some topwater action early, then switching to diving crankbaits or cinco's. Ivy, the last of the dive ivy drift takes place for deep spawning bass. And on Meredith, you've got a good walleye bite on minnows, night crawlers, and crankbaits.
Okay, let's head to the Hill Country. Big Lake Buchanan, crappie fishing good in 15 to 20 feet of water over brush piles using chartreuse jigs. That's going to fill the boat. Bass are good on shallow rocks and vegetation and flipping shallow trees with worms and crawworms. The topwater bite is getting good as well. Canyon. Bass are good around grass and points, throwing small swim baits and shaky heads with your favorite plastics. Use 8 to 10-pound line as the water is very clear. Early topwater bite for largemouth and hybrids from Cranes Mill Park to Jacobs Creek. LBJ, bass are good under docks with frogs and cinco's and swim baits along banks as the bass feed on bait fish. Night fishing is good for bass and white bass on submerged water lights using small crankbaits and crappie jigs. Travis, bass are good on topwaters early in the morning. When the topwater bite slows, switch to 4-inch worms with a 1/8 ounce weight, fishing slowly on steep drop-offs and points in 10 to 25 feet of water.
On the hunting scene, told you we'd give you a countdown. We're 12 and a half weeks from the opening of traditional fall hunting seasons on September 1. Axis antler update. Was there a clicking?
No, that was the clock.
Oh, that was the clock?
Our sound effects department chimed in with the clock.
Oh, well, you know. You paraphrased your section so well. update on yes. Antler for axis deer from the freeze.
Uh-huh.
When the antlers were cast,
They're
coming back, growing strong, no problem with black buck, nail guy.
Oh, good.
So, you know, if you're looking for some great eating meat and trophy. Mm-hmm. Now's the time to get out after those exotics. And our only two regulated seasons that run through August 31, South Zone Javelina season and other open squirrel season. All right, surprise me with whether you've been on or off the road.
I've been on and off. You know, just one of the best things out there, really. I mean, it's a 2022 Toyota Tacoma SR5 4x4 double cab. They can't build those fast enough. Of course, now we've got a shortage anyway because of the chip problem. But just tremendous vehicles. It's got that hot V6 pumping out 278 horsepower, made into a 6-speed automatic transmission. Of course, the safety sense, pro-collision, pedestrian detection, dynamic radar, cruise control. So it's got a full start stop on the thing, which is kind of great. Really nice interior on these things. They're well laid out. I think they're just absolutely the right size. This one with the SR5 has got their trail edition with 16-inch beautiful bronze wheels. I just want to keep the wheels. Their center cap, the Goodyear tires, the Heritage grill they've got, certainly on off-road, and a lot of controls on that. 3,500 pounds of towing. It's a mid-sized vehicle, but I think it's just the right size for a lot of people. They run great on the highway, and this gets 18 miles a gallon in the city, 22 on the highway. A little bit better if you're light on the foot, especially with the cost of gas now. But base on it is 35. This one with the SR5 package and all the extra goodies, like their TRD air filter, performance exhaust, shift knobs, and so on, topped out at 44. But check it out if you can find them these days. The 22 Tacoma SR5 from Toyota.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into some fishing inshore, offshore, and on inland lakes. Some opportunities for you here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's red blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, folks, here's the deal. You know, we've got drought conditions in parts of the state. We've got deer that, mama deer that are going to be putting babies and already are starting to put some babies on the ground. She needs to be sufficiently nourished so that she provides the milk so those critters can get their legs underneath them. Bucks putting on fat because after the transition from last year and in advance of the upcoming fall rut. They're going to need to be able to deal with it, what they deal with. And the other thing is fortified cottonseed has shown to have at least a 2-to-1 savings over a traditional protein regimen.
And better results.
Absolutely.
And
you know, as you point out, raccoons and hogs don't eat it. That's got to be some savings factor.
It's got to be great. Yeah, because people worry them, but it's free choice. Yeah, but they only eat what they need. That's the fascinating part about it.
It's the way wildlife is, you know? So, you know, as opposed to giving them candy, you know, that really doesn't do anything other than satisfy their corn tooth.
There you go.
You know?
So,
Go to their website. See their video that tells the whole story at fortifiedcottonseed.com. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And, Harold, I talked to Hunter Barrett up in the Panhandle. And the Panhandle, if folks, if you all watch radar like I do, they've gotten some weather. Some of it came to, you know, pretty heavy and just kind of ran off, didn't do that much good. But some of the slower rainfall benefiting, and it's helping what they call dry land farming. It's got to take some moisture, you know, to get things up. All right, on the fishing scene, opportunities abound. We mentioned that red snapper season has opened, that June is typically the best month of the year for speckled trout. You have a full moon. I said June 13th. It's actually the 14th. So either side of that is prime spawning for speckled trout, which are known as free spawners. They're not like bass. They don't make a bed or, or brim. They will freely release their eggs along guts and in grass beds, things of that nature, and then the you know, little buck trout come in and will fertilize it. Redfish and lighter winds are certainly something that we're looking forward to in the month of June. Our buddy Captain Tommy Koontz down in Matagorda, I always thought triple tail fishing was a late summer once it really got really hot. But Tommy says, no, he says, actually starting in June, they'll start to show up not only in West Matagorda Bay, but also along the beachfront and out around the short rigs on the upper coast.
Triple tail kind of a revelation for you not too far back? I mean, all of a sudden, I remember one point you're going, I've discovered triple tail.
It wasn't something that I had really pursued, you know, and then heard how great eating. They're kind of a pain to clean. And then the fact that when if you're cruising the beachfront, take a look for something. What's that floating on the out there on the water? They'll lay on their side. I mean, they're kind of, and you know, you can then cast toward them. You're a big fisherman. You got any tips for us?
Corks.
Yeah.
Cane pole.
Yeah.
Marshmallows.
Okay.
Catfish.
Marshmallows for
bait.
Bait.
They'll eat anything.
Oh, okay. I thought it was around the campfire, the s'mores.
I mean, many years ago as a child, sitting around a campfire, a lake, some property we had, and I said, I wonder what this should do. And they just went nuts over marshmallows.
You know, and Harold's suggestion is spot on for those that go to an inland lake. You've got so many people that are recreating with jet skis and, you know, skiing and things of that nature. This is a time of year, whether you're on the coast or on a lake, to get an old-fashioned map. Go to Google Earth and take a look and do some advanced planning to...
That's old-fashioned?
What, Bob? Google Earth.
Well, the reference to
But get an old-fashioned rig, because there's still a joy with the cane pole and looking at that cork waiting for it to go down. I mean, you know, off a bank, off a dock. It's great.
Before I was so rudely interrupted, my point was, is fuel prices are so high for not only the vehicle that's pulling the boat, but also the boat. You don't have to run from here across and from the dam back or, you know, all across the bay. Take a look and develop a plan, okay? So then go in and thoroughly fish an area as opposed to running, you know, running all over. You've got some fish that are ganged up post-spawn.
Right.
And you've got some schooling of bass that are taking place. Did you ever go fish up in the high country, in the mountains, for in the streams and rivers?
I have. Yes.
You went to Alaska, of course.
Alaska several times, yeah.
Right.
But which, that to me is just the most fun, the Salmon Run. It's just mind-blowing.
Sure.
But have, you know, done a little bit of trout fly fishing in the high country.
Well,
a little bit.
That's an option, but let me tell you, winter stayed around longer in the snowpack.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're making plans to escape some of Texas heat, you might want to wait till July and August,
right.
Because with the runoff, the rivers and creeks are going to be just roiled, and fishing won't be that good, and other areas will be muddy because of the melt.
Mm-hmm. And if you get a chance to go to Alaska, remember, it's pretty much over the end of September, because the weather's going to turn on you.
I imagine.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to switch over to some hunting opportunities as well as some pre-hunt planning right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The 33rd Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of almost 100 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Whataburger, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. Winners spotted. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Sign up now.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and we're providing some insight for your fishing and hunting pleasures. We mentioned 12 and a half weeks for the start of hunting seasons. And, Harold, you and I have preached it for as long as we've known each other and probably well before that. Practice, practice, practice.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got to head to the rifle range.
Mm-hmm.
Because, quite honestly, you may be shooting ammunition in your rifle that you've not shot before because of the availability.
Right.
You may be working up hand loads if you go that route.
Yeah, I've got a perfect example of that. 2 years ago, I had two trips back to back, and I was using the same rifle but different ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying the ammunition out. It was two deer hunts that I wanted to do back to back. And so sighted in with both 150 grain bullets. Two different manufacturers, though. Sighted in and with one, and got a deer, and then went to upstate New York. Fabulous hunting. You don't think about it, but it's incredible hunting out there. And so went to upstate New York, and to the place I was on, I said, okay, I want to change ammunition, so I want to go ahead and get on paper with this. You know, and the guy said, okay, well, there's the 100-yard range. I said, I'm going to get a little closer, you know, to check it out. And I'm serious. At 25 yards, just changing the ammunition, it was a foot off at 25 yards, a foot off from where the other one was before. You just got to be careful about that. Also, when you're practicing, use the same lot number. So if you got it on the box, lot number so-and-so, and I'm practicing, and then I go and change another box, same ammunition, same manufacturer, no. Keep it the same lot number when you go to the hunt, because you'd be surprised how far off these things can get.
When you go buy your ammunition, if you're going into a retailer and physically picking it up,
right.
Check the lot numbers.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
Also, you'll hear somebody say, well, my buddy has the same rifle and he shoots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that rifle may digest it better than yours.
Correct.
But when you go to the range, it's not only to check accuracy and performance of the ammunition you're using, but also your capabilities as a shooter.
Tune yourself up.
Yeah. Right. Because there comes a point where maybe you shouldn't shoot beyond that distance.
Correct.
Okay. So, you know, those are those are certainly...
Well, the closer the better. We owe that to the game. I mean, that's the point. I have no interest in trying to shoot something at 1,000 yards. A lot of people are doing this long-distance hunting. I have no desire to even attempt anything like that.
For those of y'all that are having trouble with certain calibers, and I just got a 28 Nosler. I got a Savage. I've wanted a Savage because of its out-of-the-box abilities.
Yeah, correct.
Okay?
And great value.
Oh, and tremendous value. And I was in Carter's Country, I think it was, well, it was last weekend over the Memorial Day holiday after, after last week's show. And I walked in there and I said, do y'all have any 28 Nosler? And the guy goes, no. And I go, why aren't y'all stocking it? Well, it's just we don't get that many calls for it. And I go, well, it's because the gun writers haven't embraced it. Like a 6.5 Creedmoor,
correct.
You know, that they went bonkers over.
Crazy over, yeah.
Okay. What you can do in my search for different options is to look at having your own loads built if you don't reload, if you don't have the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Kerry O'Day
does. Yeah.
Does.
Right.
He does that regularly for customers. There are other services online that can offer. And then if you see something... Buy it. I mean, prices are
right.
Up.
Grab it now, right? Well, also on the practice thing, though, you certainly need to refamiliarize yourself with the firearm you're going to use. But also, you can still tune yourself up cheaply because you look at the cost of ammunition now.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends at Umarex have a whole line of BB guns,
right?
But they are full size for pistol practice. I showed you a 1911.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weighs about the same as a real one. It's a CO2 charged. It has recoil.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you all of that. But they make 1911 styles, Beretta styles, a whole range of different pistols. But they also have rifles, same thing, CO2. But they have rifles. They have lever actions. They've got bolt actions. And to wreak havoc, they also have select fire modeling, like the MP40. But an amazing range of stuff. They're very inexpensive. Like I say, they shoot BBs. It's easy to make targets for that. And then another great thing is the folks at Laser Light. They make a thing where you insert it. It looks like a cartridge, and it's based on the cartridge of your rifle.
Right.
You put it in the chamber. When the firing pin drops, when you snap it, it's just that vibration makes the laser go beep, and it beeps right where you're aiming. So you can practice your aiming on that. And if you want to get carried away, they have laser targets that you shoot at, and when it hits it, it's like it makes a gong sound like you're shooting a steel plate.
Sure.
But Laser Light, you can find them online, and also a lot of the people like Brownells and Midway have those things, but they are great practice tools.
Absolutely. Besides pistols and long rifles, don't forget shotguns. We talk about September 1, and that's the beginning of bird season.
Remember the flashlight in the barrel, don't you?
Yeah, flashlight in the barrel, certainly. Yeah. I mean, what Harold's referencing is just handle. Pull your shotgun out. Take a mini mag light, reduce the beam to a very tight spot. For mounting purposes, trace the corner of a wall.
Yeah.
And then for mount, when you mount it, look at the ceiling to wall. And then when you mount, you're moving with, you're not right. just putting it up to the seam.
Right.
And then moving, you're starting to swing, you know.
As you would on a bird.
As you would on a bird. It builds memory muscle. Do it slowly. There's nothing, no hurry. And then make sure you have some shotgun shells because they were
swing on that thing. Yeah, that's great. And then also then remember the mantra: butt beak bird. I mean, butt beak bang. I'm sorry, butt beak bang. Swing through a bird. Butt beak bang.
Yeah, exactly.
Swinging through the bird.
Exactly. Exactly.
Write that down, folks.
Seasonal items are showing up in sporting goods stores, whether it's a new bird bag, leggings. they're a start of season.
Let me throw some in here real quick, okay?
Yeah,
sometimes the press does public service, and the Chronicle a while back had a big half page. Of course, they charged the people, but the Harris Health System paid for it. But talking about the snake season, and we've had a whopper. According to the Department of State Health Services, around 7,000 people are bit by snakes every year. Good news is, you know, dying or critically injured is slim, but still, few people get lost each year. But don't do anything. Don't do the tourniquet. Don't do any crazy stuff. Immediately
no
get
cutting.
To the hospital. No, immediately get to the hospital, period. Don't take the snake along. Because that strike reflex of a snake, even if it's dead, it don't know it's dead. And up to an hour after you've killed the darn thing, it can bite you. But interesting, too, the antivenom, I didn't know this, that you don't worry about taking a snake there. The antivenom for copperheads, cottonmouths, and rattlesnakes is the same. So you don't need to walk over. Here it is.
Have you heard about icing it, trying to freeze the area to slow?
They say no.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, that too.
Nope.
Just get to hell.
Get thee to the hospital.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, of course.
There's so much more. Start your preparations early. If you're going out west, you might want to get some topographic maps, old school, to take a look at.
A real compass.
A real compass would work, and know how to use it.
Right. It's not difficult.
No.
It's not difficult.
Go get yourself a Boy Scout handbook and field book.
Great.
Where many of us started.
Right. So,
all right, listen, y'all have fun, be safe, and come back after this break because we've still got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, we got to remind everybody, please, 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 the CCA Stark Tournament's going on right now statewide. Sign up. It's an insurance policy, friends. It's the greatest value in the water. Go to ccatexas.org.
And that runs through when?
I don't know when. Labor Day, isn't it?
September 5.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah, that is Labor Day.
Right. Anyway, this Saturday, June the 4th, National Fishing Day. Free fishing statewide, so anglers can enjoy getting on out there. 70 state parks. Park entry fees are still going to apply, though, and other fishing regulations. I mean, you still got to do it right. June 7th, Lubbock Chapter Ducks Unlimited Sportsman's Party held at the 4-Bar K. For information on that, go to ducks.org. Looking ahead, June 19, Father's Day statewide. Do something for Dad. Take him outside, okay? And take him for a nice ride in the country in your brand new Ford truck.
There you go. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, they're starting to scare you already about hurricane season, but be prepared, and you need Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Simple. 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
While we're talking about Hybrid Light,
yes, sir,
in recent years, if you want something, do it now, because inventory sells out.
Yeah, it does. Because they're still having shipping issues and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So don't delay in going to that website and buying some of those great lights. Really, really are special. We've got we have a full summer ahead.
Oh boy!
Of shows that we're going to be doing. People that are lined up can tell you next week. John Slavosky. Knew John when he was a district leader out of Tyler. Then he moved up to assistant wildlife division director.
Ah.
And then when Clayton Wolf became number two man to Carter Smith, John took over as the head of the wildlife division. So we're going to visit with him about some of the early summer and challenges that the department is facing with their wildlife division. And then we're also going to look at some places to go have some fun, maybe like over in southwest Louisiana.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
You betcha. Okay. Hey, by the way, you want to know more about this stuff? Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Up at the top, so listen to our show. Click on it, and they're all archived there. So you can go to the dates and the name of the guest and the topic and so on, and listen to it again and again and again, all right? Also, we're out there places like Stitcher Smart Radio and Facebook. Listen to us on Facebook. Like us, okay? And do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, remember, please be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.